Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Roseanne Barr had a racist tweet, not anti-Semitic. I'm going to clarify that.
Valerie Jarrett.
She's racist.
Not anti-Semitic.
No, she's Jewish.
Only racist when she's on Ambien.
Guy that hates our show listens every day and emails us every day. He had to correct me on that one. So I said, oh, that's right. I Googled that. It's racist. She was racist. So that makes her okay. But she's not anti-Semitic because she's Jewish. She was racist. That's why they fired her. But thank you for listening. I thought that guy bailed like 2 months ago. Still listening every day.
He's got a lot to say.
I know. It's every day. I'm fine. You listen, we win.
He's not happy about it, though.
You tune away, then we lose. And the show's not for everybody. I get that. But if you listen, we win. I hate listen.
I hate that show with Jim Bob and all the kids.
Yeah.
Whatever they call it.
Yeah.
I don't watch it.
Yeah.
I don't email them.
No.
Constantly.
It's a weird phenomenon. I'm sure it happens with other shows too, but it happens a lot with us. I hate you guys every damn day. Craig?
Yeah?
Nobody hates Craig.
Yeah.
Maybe in his personal life, but not on the air.
Take comfort in that.
Yeah. We are...
What are we celebrating?
Confirming a death.
Oh, who died?
Marge Champion.
How do we know her?
We don't.
Okay.
Well, we do. Okay. She, well, we don't.
All right.
But she was in a lot of the old musicals.
Okay. All right. So.
She was the, also the model for Snow White.
Oh, she was hot back in the day, huh?
She is 101.
Whoa.
She was 101.
I was going to say, Snow White's been around since the 30s.
Yeah.
40s maybe, but definitely the 30s.
Was she still hot?
Yeah.
I'm sure someone thought so.
Yeah.
Probably not.
So.
Hey, Snow White.
Let's see here. Let's see if the leaderboard has not changed.
Okay. You're always worried about that, Mr.
Most importantly.
Mr. I got to win my own thing.
Most importantly.
All right.
And 13 players had the 101-year-old Marge Champion.
All right.
They include, and maybe limited to, I'm not sure, Anal Hershiser gets a hit.
that's the Scott Hershiser.
Diane Hell, Grab Me by the Orange Sock. I Love Death and Onions.
Yeah.
Lincoln's an Asshat gets a hit, as does Reaper McIntyre. Too Pretty for Condoms. Trump's Hookers. We'll just kind of let that one go
they
a little
They must all
bit.
Get together and got a list.
Yeah, there's someone in the middle. Yeah, there's something in the middle.
Okay.
You wrecked him. Damn near killed him. Gets a hit and wipe your toast on me. Gets a hit.
Coming back.
Did you see the email from the guy? What was he? He confessed to picking his Deadpool name while he was really stoned one night, and it was he was not as impressed once he sobered up.
Yeah, that's what usually works. Ask the stoners.
Yeah,
they're not as impressed when they wake up.
Yeah, but I think
and realize what they thought
anything. He submitted the name before he sobered up.
Yeah, what was the name?
I forget.
I'm trying to find the email here because it was pretty good one.
Yeah, write stuff down when you're high or drunk. It always turns out great in the morning.
You had to go back to it.
Yeah, you write jokes when you're high, right?
A lot of premises.
Yeah. just not the punchline.
I was looking through my notebook last night, one page that I thought, you know, I'll leave the page blank.
Right.
Then you can write other stuff under it. Just said scattered thoughts. Like, oh, good. But that's good. What is that? Nothing.
Now, not everything you come up with when you're high is not funny when you're sober. It's about 50-50. Well, that's been my experience. Everything I come up with when I'm high and I review it is
unfunny. But we don't
write
down specific jokes.
There's some, you know? I have no way to know if it's funny or not, because I used to, you know.
At practice.
You know, tell them in front of a crowd, and if they laugh, they're like, okay.
Will you try new stuff tonight? Clash of the Comics?
Maybe. The one I'm debating on where they're trying is, like, during this, I've been getting, like, I want to write a musical high.
Got it. Okay.
And then I'm at, like, this song, but it's dumb. It's not going to work.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think I have anything new, because I used to, you know,
practice
basically, like, write stuff out on stage, because it's, like, the pressure of the show, and you got to come up with something.
Right.
And, yeah. So.
All right. I found it here. It was Dan. Said he's Hang On Slobodan.
Oh, I like that name.
Yeah.
I like that name.
He says, was tremendously baked when you guys were discussing this guy one segment last year.
I can believe
started
it.
Singing it to the tune of Hang On Sloopy. Laughed and laughed and decided it was my Deadpool name. Not nearly as funny when sober.
I disagree. Because we all know the song Hang On Sloopy, so he's obviously, at least all of us in his room know it.
Thank you.
Hang On Slobodan. I think if you're high, that's funny.
And that's a reference to Slobodan Milosevic.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he Romanian?
I forget.
A Romanian dictator?
One of those Eastern.
Oh, no, I get them confused with the couple they executed.
The
Ceausescus.
Right.
Yeah.
Slobodan. Right. They shot both him and his wife and then just stacked them up.
That's right.
Well, the entire family.
Yeah. That's right. They stacked
except for
on.
Maybe the daughter Anna or something.
Slobodan.
On top of each other.
Hang on,
Slobodan. Why was he singing "Hang On Sloopy" to begin with?
Because he was stoned.
He was stoned. Duh. You're right.
And we might have uttered the words "Hang On Slobodan" like, you know, somebody wanted him to hang on till the first of the year or something.
Oh, that was it. That's probably exactly what happened to us, right?
And then his stone.
I like the name, dude. I think you're wrong. I think you woke up stoned and sober and said that's a good name. We like it.
Couple other emails from yesterday.
And there's a lot of bad Deadpool names, and that's not one of them.
One was a Facebook note that said the same thing, but apparently our pilot guy is an idiot. Our pilot buddy.
I don't like to argue with pilots about piloting, because I don't pilot.
Yeah, I've got no idea.
He sent an NFL Films, a short expose about flyovers. It was interesting. But for the pilots, it is actually a chance to practice and execute a mission, including the timing.
The timing's incredible.
Right, because
you're carpet bombing a bunch of...
And you want to sync it up with the troops on the ground, so they're kind of practicing that.
All right.
So the flyovers aren't completely useless, apparently.
Well, with no crowd, they are.
No, but they're still practicing.
I know.
Because you never know when we got to go bomb a bunch of guys.
Right. I sense that might happen in the next week or so.
They're going to have to do some... domestic carpet bombing?
No. I'm talking about the guy is desperate.
Or in between November 4th and January 20th, nothing to do.
Yep, right.
No, it has to be before
November 4th. It does, right.
3rd, whatever. Are you familiar with a new type of crime known as e-whoring?
You had me at whoring.
Yeah, I'm familiar with whoring.
That's just going online and getting a whore?
I guess you just do it electronically.
Men isolated by lockdown are being preyed on by bored teenagers posing as sexy women online.
That's not cool. Kids, that's not fair.
Victims are lured in with fake profiles on the social media, then sold pornographic material, mostly photographs and videos copied from third-party sites.
Oh, look, Tubin's got his dink out. They were teenagers probably on that Zoom.
They use images and videos from social media, purchased from performers, or captured using malware in order to defraud victims and faked sexual interactions.
Yeah, so they're catfishing old men, or just men in general, not just necessarily old men.
Lonely men.
That's a lot of people.
Bored men.
It's a lot of men.
Is this the same kind of thing one of our state legislators got caught up in?
No.
Different deal?
This is a different deal. This has to do with people having more time on their hands because they're at home more often. And getting bored and saying,
"How you doing?"
Or, That guy was, I mean, yes, he had, there were apparently too many hours in the day for him.
Teenagers.
And he just got a hold of some woman and they were, you know, fooling around on online.
Don't do that, kids.
Like video style?
Yeah.
Just exchanging dirty words.
Video style.
All right. So it was his private OnlyFans site, he thought.
No, well, he probably said, was just, he probably was on the line. Somebody said, bloop, hey, how you doing, sexy? And then and he fell for
he
it.
He probably had to pay for
and he
it.
He fell for it, right, exactly. And then all of a sudden some 14-year-old boy pops up on your screen. That did not
that
stick.
That hasn't happened to me.
That did not stick to the tape there.
Sounded
Dad.
Pretty clear.
That hasn't happened to me.
Yeah, that always ruined the mood.
That would ruin the mood.
Las Vegas
think
Raiders.
It's a hot chick and it's a 14-year-old dude just, ha, yep. Got ya. You're that's still alone. Disturbing.
Sorry, father, caught ya. No, 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 I was looking for you.
All right, pilot buddy's checking back in.
Yeah.
That makes me an idiot. Fine, eat me.
Good for him. That's why he listens to us. He argues like we do. Eat me. Or at least how I do.
Yeah, David
sick
says,
burn, dude.
He's an East Coast bastard.
Pilot may have just given you the small version. Yeah, pilot says, oh, the flyovers accomplish a lot of training along with advertising. It may look like a straight and level flight, but you said they are timed so good. That's because they're practicing time on target. These days, bombers and fighters drop bombs on missions within seconds, which they planned hours before. It also gives training to the military members on the ground who are in direct contact with them via radio and telling them when they need to roll in. And the pilots also have required landings and takeoffs. Each pilot
what
needs
stops
to do
a rogue guy from pulling the trigger going over a game?
Nothing, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
maybe they don't.
That
know,
would
load
be the last trigger
hopefully
he pulls.
Not,
oh,
yeah.
That's right. True. Probably no bombs in there.
There might not be any Sidewinder missiles on
just,
the
just to fly over not. Just to keep it. There goes Arrowhead. Sorry. I had to throw Arrowhead.
No, honestly, I would have taken the bomb after the first quarter on Sunday. Really, nothing good happened.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Las Vegas Raiders sent home five of the starting offensive linemen.
That's a loss.
All of them.
Five of them.
Well, that's your front five.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your starters.
That's contract trade.
Five of his starting offensive linemen. Because they'd been around a guy that was placed on the COVID-19 list.
Right.
They also work for a coach who uses a T-shirt sleeve as a mask.
Yeah.
It's just dangling there like a bandana, like
who
a
they,
beard.
Who are they playing, man?
Let's see here. Not sure.
That's
but they had a bye week last week.
That's got to move the number.
Yeah.
If your starting offensive line is sitting down.
Yeah, all five of them?
All second stringers protecting a quarterback.
Yeah, Derek Carr just said, say what?
What?
Huh?
They may be hoping to get them back by game time if they're going to get people to test
Thursday.
But I don't know.
Oh, this is not good.
Who are they playing?
They are on Sunday Night Football tonight, or on Sunday night with the Bucks. And I just saw the Bucks decimate a starting offensive line.
Yeah. Yep.
The backups have no shot.
No, you're right.
You'd almost want to put your backup quarterback in at that point.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be running for his life.
Hey, listen, we're gonna, you're going to start today. Why? The offensive line sucks.
Because your head's going to get torn off.
And Dominican Sue is just drooling right
now.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, yeah. He can't wait to take on the second stringers.
Step on somebody's head.
Derek Carr's in the equipment room getting extra padding.
Mm-hmm. He's probably trying to expose himself to COVID. Put me on the list.
They beat your Chiefs, though.
They did.
Yeah.
102-year-old Vivian Millie Bailey, a World War II veteran, being featured on the American Heroes Channel's Honor Flight Heroes, was asked by producers if there was a bucket list item that she wanted crossed off.
She's a gangbang?
She's 102. She said skydiving.
I got some audio of that gangbang. You want to hear it?
No.
All right.
Specifically, no. Well, sure, that doesn't help, though.
A skydiving gangbang.
That'd be impressive.
I could probably do that. The sound effect, I mean.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
I think you could mix
it up. You've got to get somebody else to sign off on that.
Keep talking. Keep talking, Craig.
So she said. So the 102-year-old Ms. Bailey said she was inspired by the 90-year-old President George H.W. Bush going skydiving.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And she said, you know, it's only a dream. She can't afford the $300 cost. And so the producer says, no, we got you on your bucket list. And so she did the 102-year-old woman did a tandem jump.
She's dead now?
She's fine. She said it was exhilarating.
Puss. Dropping that she's dead. He could have nailed us with that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you never know. Those landings are rough. She's 103. Right. Ah, she's dead.
Old brittle hips.
They're a little hard on the hips.
That's what she said.
Heart attack on the free fall. You know, you never know.
When you landed,
was it a skydiving gangbang?
Yeah.
That's still going on though.
Oh yeah, they finish on the ground.
That's how you gotta do. That's some quality stuff there. We had the producer of the Doctors on the phone with us yesterday after we get off the air. Anita, sweet lady, nice person, good professional. She said, "Yeah, we listened to your podcast." I said, "Oh no, hope it was that bit."
What part?
And we're still on.
Which segment?
And you still want us on TV? Yeah, I like that bit, the skydiving gangbang. That was a good bit. 92-year-old woman getting gangbanged skydiving. Yeah, nobody would really think about that. Good job. Or have a sound effect ready to go. You know what? At that age, what's the damn
operation.
Listen, I understand it's safe and most people live through skydives, but you're right. At that age, why not?
Well, she's on the honor flight. She's 102. Right. She said she wants to skydive. Didn't you just push her out the door?
Right.
Craig's the only guy in this room who's done that.
Right.
When you landed, did you land and then keep running, or did you slide on your butt?
Slide on your butt.
Okay.
And that's a skinny-ass butt on a 92-year-old woman.
Well, it wasn't that skinny then.
No, the woman, not Craig.
Yeah, the 92-year-old woman's got a small ass.
I'm talking about Craig.
Yeah.
That 92 woman probably has more ass than Craig does right now.
102.
Yeah.
102, okay.
Most people have more ass than Craig.
We haven't seen it in a while.
That's what I'm saying.
It's unfortunate.
It's not there.
If you had Speedos on, we could tell.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah. I keep seeing notes for next month being like squat month. You're supposed to do 50 squats a day. And that should help the glutes.
He ain't doing that. He is not doing that.
Give something to squat on, he might.
Take the squat challenge, Craig. Don't be afraid.
Oh, we don't participate in challenges.
No, except for that Tommy Lee one we're going to do eventually, right?
This one, I think you should. Or forward walking.
That's crazy. Nobody walks forward.
That's good for the glutes.
That's dumb.
I'm thinking about backward walking.
You should. I've heard nothing bad. The only two forms of exercise I've heard nothing bad about is the walking and the backwards walking.
Well, except for the falling down thing.
Yeah, Todd, I thought of you last night. My wife was watching the CMTs, and Shania Twain was on, but they did one of those like one-shot things where they were just following her, and she was walking backwards from room to room.
Oh, okay. And she's hot?
Not so much anymore.
Oh, really?
It was atrocious.
Really?
Yeah. She was singing an old song that whose bed have your boots been under?
And
And she was wearing like a leopard print top and like shiny like silver pants.
Looked like an old cougar coming.
There were a
at
bunch
you?
Of mannequins she was yeah. dancing around. Okay. Yeah, like, oh, she just had okay. work done and just, yeah. It's,
I haven't seen it.
It's real bad. It's like, what the hell yeah. is this? It was no, like intriguingly uncomfortable and bad though.
Was
like,
it really? Yeah. Okay, all right.
She a country
fan? Walking backwards.
Your wife a country fan?
Yeah.
Shania's what? She's going to be 60, right?
No. She's probably mid-50s.
Well, that's...
Early 50s.
55.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, there were some really bad performances on that.
Yeah, well, it's because it's the CMTs.
Well, a lot of it's not even country. It's just like pop.
It's total pop. It's total pop.
That dude was on who got kicked off of Saturday Night Live.
Was he really?
Yeah, sucks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's a country singer.
Come on. He has a song about being in the woods with your high school boys, right? And drinking, and your girlfriend's cool because she drinks Sprite and Coke. And,
I think it was something like
and
that.
And whiskey, and her hat's backwards. She's a regular girl. I love my girl.
My daughter was watching it with us, and the dude who sings Grandpa Never Dies was nominated for something.
That song is so
she
sad.
She was like, remember when you thought that song was called Grandpa's Neighbor Died? It's like, no, I don't remember that at all. I think that'd be a better song.
Grandpa's Neighbor Died. That'd be, I wish Grandpa's Neighbor Died then. That's how it would be.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
I don't really know him all that well. He's just that guy that lives next to Grandpa. I wave at him if he's outside in the yard, but I really don't know him.
Who thought that? That's one of those things like, you know, you mishear lyrics all the time.
Yeah.
Because I know that song. My son used to play it in the car.
I guess she said I had thought that. She's like, remember when you thought that? I'm like, no.
I wish Grandpa's Neighbor Died. That changed the whole outlook of that song.
Totally.
It's all about all these great thoughts that you sing, and then you go, and I wish Grandpa's Neighbor Died. Whoa, that came out of nowhere.
I think I would listen to that song.
Yeah, I would too, actually.
What did that guy do? you wish he was dead.
I don't know. All right. Whatever you like music-wise, we don't care. As long as you listen to us. And then come back and hear us blah, blah, blah. You're not going to hear a skydiving gangbanging on any country morning show. You're not. Guarantee it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.